for work with significant burden, the housing challenge, as the trade union movement has always fought for and had hard-won victories in this area. Historically, union offices or the union hall were a hive of activity where important business was conducted and considered decisions were contemplated. We were in touch with the main issues of the day and the problems facing the working community. Over the last decade or so, that connection has slipped. And today we are creating awareness of our presence and re-engaging with our local community to provide support in a confidential and professional manner. We need to grow our effort to connect with younger people and invite them to participate in developing and becoming the face of our organisation. Now more than ever, young people, particularly females, have a real opportunity to be part of a movement for a more inclusive and progressive society. From closing the gender pay gap to the right to control reproductive health, the openness that has been demonstrated to support women who have suffered harassment in the workplace is truly remarkable, particularly if you consider that there are many women today who are being disadvantaged because of historical inequalities for simply being female and married and choosing to have a family. Young workers today do not have the same opportunity to secure full-time permanent pensionable jobs. While the numbers at work may grow, the varying manner in which they are employed will not provide enough financial security to allow them to obtain a mortgage, which will further exacerbate the housing crisis that this country is currently facing. The number of people in poverty and at work is increasing. The message of strength in numbers needs to be communicated so that we can grow the cause and secure a better standard of living for the current generation and those who come afterwards. It is important that we identify in organising today's events that we were able to engage the professional services of local businesses who are organised into the union and recognise us and recognise the important role we play in assisting them to achieve their goals by improving standards. These employers need to be supported locally. So with that, I'd like to be your special for coming here today. It is a great pride, I suppose, that I had the opportunity to be up here and say a few words.